President Xi Jinping says China supports Iran's reasonable demands concerning the 2015 landmark deal on the Iranian nuclear issue. During a phone conversation with his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani, Xi Jinping also said China stands ready to strengthen coordination with Iran and safeguard the common interests of both sides. Chinese President Xi Jinping has held a phone conversation with Vietnamese President Nguyen Xuan Phu. Xi Jinping said China stands ready to make active efforts with Vietnam to build the two countries into a community with a shared future that bears strategic significance. Beijing is warning Washington and Seoul not to interfere in the Taiwan issue. U.S. President Joe Biden and his South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in agreed last week to work together to seek peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Liqian suggests that the development of relations between Washington and Seoul should not harm the interests of third parties, including China. He calls on the country's concern to be careful in their words on the Taiwan issue and not to play with fire. The head of the World Health Organization is warning that the world remains in a very dangerous situation. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus addressed the opening of the UN Health Agency's annual assembly.
As of today, more cases have been reported so far this year than in the whole of 2020.
He also praised healthcare workers who have battled the coronavirus pandemic in often agonizing conditions. Officials say more than 510 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered across China. The country is aiming for a vaccination rate of 70% to 80%, or about 1 billion people, to realize herd immunity. Experts suggested that a goal could be achieved by the end of this year in light of the current vaccination speed. China is now capable of administering over 20 million doses of vaccines per day. A memorial service for late Chinese agronomist Yuan Longping has been held in Changsha. Yuan was globally renowned for developing the first hybrid rice strains. He died on Saturday at the age of 91. China says the 7.4 magnitude earthquake that hit Ma Duo County in Qinghai Province on Saturday has left 18 people injured and disrupted the lives of over 32,000 local residents. At this point, one victim is still receiving treatment, while 17 others have been discharged from hospital. Cryptocurrencies fought to find a footing on Monday after price plunges a day earlier. Bitcoin climbed as high as $35,970 from Sunday's trough at around $31,000, but it struggled to make further gains and remained some 45% below the record peak of $64,900 last month. Rival cryptocurrency Ether, which hit an almost two-month low of around $1,730 on Sunday, bounced to around $2,100.